You got your undies on us.
No. What?
What are you talking about?
I'm Donald Ducking it right now. Poor an old man. Better than the first time you fell in love with a stripper. Hello, you. It's time once again to pour one out with the Pouring Old Men. My name is Russell. Thank you for joining us on episode 45 of the Pouring Old Men podcast. Pouring one out with me today. You can call him his dudeness, the duda, or El Duderino if you're not into the whole brevity thing. It's Chris from next door.
G'day, mate. How you going?
Good, thank you, mate.
Well, good to hear. Exciting show today.
Yes, we got all the whole crowd in. Got two dogs, two birds, and you know, bloody tradies have just rocked up next door as well. So
we just need a delivery guy now.
Yeah. I'm hoping so, because the delivery guy will be bringing beer and hot sauce. So yeah. Fingers ooh, crossed for that one.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah,
hopefully the hot sauce is good.
Yeah, I hope so as well. I brought a couple of bottles of hot sauce. I don't really use that much of it. Like,
oh really?
Yeah. Fucking nearly buzzed. I brought on a couple of things, but it's not like I've ever like emptied out a bottle of it.
Oh really?
the only time I got rid of a bottle was because our fridge died, and so.
But the funny thing is, the hot sauce would last through a Holocaust.
Yeah, probably actually. They'll be putting hot sauce on my body when I'm dead. So.
The new cryogenics.
What? Why are you putting French red hot on it? What's that? That shit goes on and everything.
It lasts forever.
That is I'll still say that's one of the best catch fries of recent times, actually.
Yeah.
I put that shit on everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the modern day just do it. Like, you know, perfect slogan. I put that shit on everything. And people think, well, I can put it on everything.
Fuck. It makes so much sense.
Yeah.
It would be a better toilet paper ad.
I'll put my shit on that. What about shit's better? That'd be a good toilet paper, yeah. Shit's better with Purex or something.
Shit's better with Purex. Oh, man.
You have like a COVID commentary going on with it. Like, how, you know, everyone's out of lockdown and you know, everything's clear and all the other folk, you know, zooms in on Purex. Shit's better with Purex.
Where is this going?
Well, anyway, who are we? We are Poor Old Man. Just a few old timers sitting on the back porch talking about the bears we love. We release fresh episodes of the show into the wild every Tuesday morning on all your favorite podcast services. If you like what you hear, be sure to leave us a rating, a review, and tell all your friends and spread the good word about us. You can also follow the Pouring Old Man on Instagram and join us on Facebook in our new Pouring Old Man Facebook group, where we share stories, news and reviews and just memes about beer world basically as well. Plus you can follow the Pouring Old Man hosts at Pouring Old Russ, at The Neighbour, and when they're here at Pouring Old Wazza and Pouring Old Pity, if he still exists.
Yeah.
He's
he disappeared.
In video game terms, he would be called Vaporware right about now. He's a
oh, game over. Yeah. He's waiting to respawn. Yeah. I don't know where we're going with that. But that's interesting. Oh, speaking of which, that Facebook group.
Yes.
We have. So, listeners, jump on it. It's pretty good. It's where we can hear from you guys as well. If you want something to us, like a topic to cover.
Yeah.
By all means, please join the group, add it in there, and nothing gets turned away. We do address everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Even financial problems. No, yeah. Really. But. I got discovered last night, which scared the shit out of me.
You got discovered?
Yes, like by someone.
This is young talent time for your ballerina act. Is that what it is?
That's what it felt like.
Yes.
Yeah. I was just happily putting a poll up on the page,
yep.
And someone realised who I was.
I've heard you love a good poll.
Well, this is not even here.
I'm trying to fill both seats here, all right? Actually, yeah. No, Waz will go, I've heard that about you.
He would, yeah. And he's waiting in. Yeah. But yeah, he discovered. So shout out to you, Heath. Good on you, mate.
Yep.
Pointing me out. And anyway, thanks for your contribution anyway. Yeah.
I enjoyed that just because, I mean, I actually found the gif of Tim the Toolman Taylor's next door neighbor, Wilson.
Yeah, you did. Oh, Wilson.
Well, just gotta say this could be our very last show today. We did some pre Inglourious Bear snacks today.
We did.
We thought we'd sample the delights from America of Taco Bell, and
fuck me,
that was not a good idea.
I literally have a circus going on in my stomach right now.
I haven't felt that like gross after eating something for a long time. You can't tell. We didn't really much enjoy our
no.
our experience there.
It was fucking terrible. Like, seriously, I'm too scared to fart. Let's guess I shit myself. That's fucking...
That's every day for me, really.
Oh, really? No. Mate, I've been fucking worrying. My guts are just on a roller coaster ride.
What got me, though, is that we were there, like, 10:05. No, they only just opened the doors. And the chips were cold already. Like,
It's
like the first thing they did when they came into the settler store at 9:00. Let's cook some chips and just leave it there for an hour.
Yeah. Let's get all that E. coli on them.
I think it's the...
They're cold, too.
But yeah, they're cold and they're soggy and already at 10:05.
It makes no sense.
It takes more than 5 minutes for chips to be that shit.
It does.
Now, this is like my third time having Taco Bell. First two times were over in Ipswich. This one was Annerley. It's been shit every time. Like the one at Ipswich, we're never going to get Taco Bell sponsorship, but you know, quite frankly, I don't care.
Fuck it, bridges were meant to be burnt.
Yep. the one at Ipswich, I went there and it took an hour to get through the drive-thru.
Yeah, right.
And this is both times. Second time was probably about, maybe 57 minutes, if I'm being generous. Order at the speaker box, this is what I want. And you get to the window and they've forgotten what you ordered. So I've forgotten what I've ordered too. the whole thing's new to me. I don't know what it's called. It was a burrito thing with beef or whatever. if it was McDonald's, I'll go and recite the whole menu off by heart probably, you know.
You've got like 10 things anyway.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, no, we give so if we're not here next week, just means the Taco Bell experience has killed us. And
and they had to cut me open for an autopsy the week. Yeah. Wired internal combustion. It was terrible.
What it's done though is shown how much I really enjoy Guzman and Gomez, because you don't get that same fake fatty artificial flavour that
microwave food.
Yeah.
That's probably the best way to explain it. Like, Guzman's is fake Mexican, like real Mexican food. It's generally awful.
Yeah, it's kind of like, I suppose westernized Mexican food, but
it's fresh. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, Guzman's is fresh and it ticks all those boxes.
Yeah.
Where it changed stuff. And then you go to Taco Bell, it is just shit.
Yeah, and it tasted cheap. It tasted like it was made with an old El Paso taco kit, which is fine, but, you know, it's supposed to be a taco restaurant.
It's a bit more authentic. That's a worldwide name.
Yeah.
Not come out of a fucking Cryovac bag or a drum. You know what I mean? Like, it's like they got 44 gallon drums worth of chili beef. Here we go. Let's ladle it out with a shovel.
So that was Inglourious Bear Snacks for this week. We do not recommend Taco Bell.
Fuck no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Choose life.
we've got a few listeners in America. So reach out to us on Instagram, Poor and Old Russ, or the_neighbor, and let us know, is Taco Bell better over there? I want to know. Have they just stuffed up the formula in Australia? Which, hey, it could happen.
That's true.
They're the sound my two puppies wrestling right underneath our table now.
We're not abusing animals here, I swear. They're just puppies playing.
There is animal abuse going on, but they're abusing each other, so it's fine.
Apparently that's okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so we're cracking some beers.
Yes, definitely.
We're fighting for our right to live, to exist. And should we win the day, the 4th of July will no longer be known as an American holiday, but as the day when the world declared in one voice, we will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive. Today, we celebrate our Independence Day.
Independence Day. That is the theme for today. In the wake of the rather, big news last week of Stonewood selling out to Lion, today we celebrate Independence Day.
Yeah, fuck it.
It might be spelt differently, but hey, who cares?
Who cares?
It's all the same, really.
Exactly. But I love it, the fact that, because we're celebrating today the people that didn't sell out.
Yes, that's exactly right. Yes. So show and tell today. We're taking a look at the guys still battling on their own and doing their own thing, carving their own path. Like, we don't generally favour, sellouts and non-sellouts. If they make good beer, that's all that matters. But...
Correct.
Still got to pay respect to those who are doing their own thing and doing the hard yards.
They're in the trenches. They're fighting. Right. They're sticking up against the man.
Yeah. We're also, probably indulge you in some thoughts on the whole Stonewood thing and what we think about it. But, today we thought we'd take the chance to celebrate the local legends and, people are doing their own thing, and yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So,
let's kick us off.
Yeah, well, the first one for show and tell. We're going to pay some homage to probably the last of the big independents.
Yep.
Black Ops.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And we've got the limited release, the Hop Swap. So it looks like a collaboration with Chair Brewing Company.
Yeah, so this one is, I know off the top of my head, actually.
Let's do it, mate. Do it,
I've been doing some recording this morning. So this is Hop Swap Hazy IPA from Chair Brewing Company, also known as Behemoth in New Zealand, and Black Ops Brewing Company. And this is showcasing from Australia the brand new Eclipse Hop, and from New Zealand, the Experimental Hop NZ107.
Man, that is amazing. So, is it like the yellow additive 34?
Yeah, it might be.
It's about kids hyperactive.
Yeah, they haven't given a name in case they can't use it again.
So, is the pair supposed to be yellow?
Abort.
Also can be found on Doritos. No, I'm kidding.
Probably in Taco Bell as well.
Yeah. Well, mate, it's getting stupid. Yeah. Anyway, but I found this is really interesting because it is a hazy IPA. It's 7%.
Yes.
So they've created a collaboration beer that's going to compete with their goat.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Which is pretty cool.
Yeah. But then it's also like showcasing new hops. Like the Eclipse hop is a fairly new one that came around, I think, till last year, I think, and mainstream use. And obviously, the New Zealand one doesn't actually have a name yet, so it's fairly new. So.
And what was it, 27 a four pack, around that sort of mark we sort of paid for it?
Give
or take a couple of dollars wherever you go. For a 7%, that's
pretty good. For a 7% limited edition, that's not too bad.
Yeah. Like, or you can pay $20 for Mountain Culture. But nothing wrong with that if you can afford it.
Yeah.
But for the everyday guy that enjoys a good craft beer, I reckon that's pretty reasonable for a four pack.
Yeah.
Anyway,
crack on. Well, yeah, so it's interesting, these two brewers, you can pull one out there.
Yeah.
Both are probably two of the larger remaining independent breweries in their respective countries.
Mm.
Like Behemoth in New Zealand, or Chur, whatever you could call it. Obviously, they're behind Garage Project, but they're probably in line with, Deep Creek and the likes of those ones. And Black Ops, I don't know, with Stonywood gone, I don't know who the biggest craft brewer or independent brewer in Australia would be now. Like Black Ops would be there somewhere.
It has to be up there. I thought that would be the next one to go.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah.
Like, I think we chatted about this. We had bets on what had been off air.
Yeah.
But which was the next big boy to go? Stonewood was not on the fucking cards.
No. For me, anyway, Stonewood was on the cards because they've been beating the drum of independence for so long. They've been like drumming up, we are independent. This is who we are. We are doing our own thing.
We're hippies. We're against the man.
Yeah. Then it was all of a sudden, you know what? Let's sell out. It was the old saying, if you don't stand for anything, you'll fall for everything.
I was going to go with, would you turn gay for $1 million?
Well, that's it. And that's the kind of thing. It's old schoolyard thing. Would you be gay for $1 million? Which is...
Everyone has a price.
Everyone eventually says yes.
Correct.
Yeah. Everyone is gay for the right amount of money. Let's be honest.
$20 is $20. Anyway, back to the beer. How good does this look? Smells amazing.
Like, they were sitting in front of us. We were like up.
It didn't even have a close.
It wasn't even close. And you could smell just that haze coming through.
That piney.
Yeah. It's got some real punch to it. Like, that colour, that's clearly apple juice kind of colour there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, is that...
Different.
That soft yellow, but yeah,
It's got that dark tingy sort of yellow. Not like the bright yellow.
Oh, that smell, there's...
It smells good.
It's like when you... orange peel.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you get a big bag of oranges, smell the orange peel. So not the actual like fleshy part, but just the peel. It's got that smell to it.
Like perfectly ripe ones.
Mm.
Mm.
Yeah, it smells really good.
Again, I'm at that point, when you drink it, like something smells amazing and then you drink it and you don't want to be a letdown. But I can't see it being a letdown because they're two great breweries.
This does have an advantage though, because this is the first thing I'll probably had my taste buds since their awful Taco Bell experience.
And I'm pretty thirsty.
Yeah. couple of 13s out of 10 coming up here.
My first ever 10. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's not the normal, your usual, tropical, pineapple, passion fruit, Hawaiian kind of flavours that you hazy equals that. This is more, again, I sort of probably hinted on it with the aroma. It's more that citrus.
Yeah.
That there's a bit of sort of mandarin, orange kind of hint there.
This could be the Taco Bell talking too. It doesn't linger.
It doesn't linger, but not in a bad way. Like, a lot of times, like, the taste just falls off. It just kind of like dissipates in your mouth. It just the taste just sort of, you know, fades away nicely. It's quite a soft.
Yeah, so you don't have that bitter on the side of your tongue sort of hanging out a bit longer.
Like, it can be a negative thing. Like, if you have, you know, something that's usually, you know, being watered down, or, you know, a lower alcohol thing, you taste it and it just tastes like water. This is, the flavor's there and it just like fades away. So, you know, the usual suspects. And you start, and it's gone.
Yeah, but it's delicious. But when beers are like that, at 7%, is frightening.
Yeah.
Because you will drink in a bun, like, you'll easily smash a 4-pack of that in 45 minutes and then go, oh, it's, all right, hello, boys, that was 7%, and now I'm
right. And that's exactly right. It's an extremely easy drinking beer. Like, it's that just goes, it goes down really well, really easily.
It's like the big hazy start with like a hazy pale ale finish.
Yeah.
But not. Nah, that doesn't do it justice. It's fucking good. It's just hard to explain the back end of it. And just how it doesn't drop off. It does. It fades like mist.
Yeah, it's...
You know what I'm talking about.
I know. I'm just really... Is it that citrus hit at the end? Like, as it goes through, again, it's like the mandarin, grapefruit kind of citrus.
It's like the white part of the peel.
Yeah, it's like the pith.
Yeah, the pith, that's the word. Yeah.
It's like the real not sharp, but it's just that little bitter
pit. You get too much on your mandarin.
Yeah, exactly right. You,
which is good. It cuts through the bullshit.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
No, that's really nice.
Yeah. Would you leave it at my house?
Actually,
that's pretty debatable at the moment because you've been leaving some fucking stonkers.
Yeah, but there's one there. I did ask for that one back, so.
Which there's clear hesitation of making the venture.
Well, that's also motivated by the fact that, you know, as run it to payday, I was running low on beers. Oh, shit, I can't.
Yeah.
I can't let one go. I'll start drinking some of that shit I've got in my fridge.
You're like a little meth head. Counting your hits till payday. Oh, shit, man. Yeah, very crushable. Black Ops done well. And Behemoth Orchard Brewing Company. Shout out to you guys, man. Like, I like collabs and two independents. Again, really, really great where competition can fucking hang out and be friends, shake hands, and form an alliance, make a cracking beer.
There's also a good scene, Chur Brewing back in on Aussie shelves again. Like, they kind of disappeared from Australian shelves recently just because they had... The story behind, they are Behemoth Brewing in New Zealand.
Yep.
Someone has that trademark in Australia for Behemoth something. Oh. And so hence why over here they're called Chur. Because of all the shipping issues with COVID... They ended up with stuff they couldn't send over to Australia with a Chur label in New Zealand, which they couldn't sell because it was under the wrong label. Because of the two labels, they just thought, we just can't do this anymore. So they just got to hold back until they get a different solution. So that's why Chur in Australia, you just don't get as often anymore. So
there you go, the scoop, guys. Yeah. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah,
it sounds pretty good.
It's a shame, because there is some cracking beers. Like,
yeah, definitely. I don't know, out of... I would drink it again.
I would definitely drink it again. I'd try not to leave in your fridge.
That's crazy.
I'd be sitting at home, I think, oh shit, left that's it behind.
I'll wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning, you're in your undies going through my fridge. What are you doing? Just get a beer, man. Just get a beer, man. How'd you get in the fucking house?
Payday 3 days away, I need all the beer I can get. I was talking Tim Tams.
Because you'll find them in my beer fridge too.
can you get the double coat ones next time, please?
So he's like, quick, get the broom, Russell's there again.
I just got this image that come through shining the torch and my eyes light up.
Like that possum going through your bin.
I put a bandit mask on so I look like a raccoon or something.
That's fucking funny. All right, so it's definitely punching over a 5.
Oh, it's well over a 5, I think.
I don't know if it quite hits an 8. I'm going to sit at a 7. Which, again, is a cracking score, so don't take offense to it, Black Ops. 7's fucking very good. And yep. a good price, what, $27, 100% worth it. Could be priced elsewhere. This week we went to Annaly at, or was it?
Liquor Legends.
Liquor Legends at Annaly. So go and check them out. They do have a pretty good range.
They do, yeah.
It will be, that's the first time I've walked in there.
Probably the only complaint you had was it was too cold in the fridge.
It was fucking freezing. Yeah. I hate that. Tell me if you guys have this problem where you are around the world. Is your craft beer section in the back corner of a fucking cold room?
Or maybe, you know, just man up and, like, deal with the cold, mate. So.
Get fucked. I hate it. I want to take my time and actually read the book.
I was in there the whole time. I was fine, mate.
You're from New Zealand. I'm from Townsville.
Yeah, I've also worked in cold rooms and keg rooms for a while as well.
Exactly right. You look like a mountain man. Actually, we both look like mountain men.
But then you're the guy that during winter, you don't wear long pants or shoes, really. You rock around.
It's fucking Queensland, man. You're doing it.
It's still cold.
Surrender to that. I live in the Sunshine State for a reason. Yep, 7.
Yeah. I'm going to go an 8. I think that's really good.
Yeah, right.
Like, compared to, you know, we had a whole bunch of hazies last week. What do you get? I think the Lost Palms we got 8.2. I reckon it's in the same category as that. That's right up there.
I like the Lost Palms better.
You like it better?
Yeah, the Nipah. But again, it was a Nipah. They're a bit chunkier normally. I was close to an 8 for this, but yeah. I'm just going to stick with 7 because it's a solid score.
Yeah.
And limited release, good price point. No, all around average. Mm. Yeah, 7. 7 yep. is pretty cool.
Do you think we'll get to the point where Black Ops sell out?
Oh, good question. Everyone's got a price.
Everyone's got a price.
You can't deny it. Yeah. You're like, okay, picture it this way. Let's look at Green Beacon.
Yeah.
When they sold out in Brisbane, I was hanging in and out the brewery scene at that point, more so than these days, I guess. I remember talking to other owners and brewery operators, and you have all the hipsters going, "Ah, oh, dirty bastards are selling out. The beer's changed." But I remember one brewery owner, I think it was Lee from Wattlows, actually. He turned around and said, "If someone waved $60 million in your face and this was your business, you didn't have to do anything ever again."
Yeah.
Would you take it?
And it's not just the money as well. It's also, hey, here's a bunch of cash. We'll help you deliver the shit around Australia.
Yeah.
It's like, well, we can only get it to like 3 suburbs away. That sounds like a good deal.
Yeah, we got one van. Yeah.
And that's where it is. Right? And I feel, again, going back to Stone Wood, I think, again, the strange thing was they resisted up until now. Like they are a national craft beer
Correct.
Brand. I mean, or at least East Coast. You know, Victoria. I don't know if they...
Well, they took the Little Creatures craft beer mantle.
Yeah.
When you think about it. Like, yeah. When they sold out, it was like, oh, we got a Stone and Wood left. And I'm pretty sure Stone and Wood did go through the roof.
Mm.
I mean, there were stages there where people couldn't get... Was it the Pacific Ale?
Yeah, Pacific Ale. Yeah, Pacific Ale just it went mental.
And I remember there was one Christmas down here.
Yeah.
And there was signs like on pubs saying, we have Pacific Ale. We've got a couple of cartons left. Yeah. And there's people fucking lining up for
it. Yeah, yeah. It went crazy.
It did.
It
did.
The scary thing is that, you know, they got to a certain size that they'll need to do something big to step up again. So And they were looking at doing like a share offer and all this other stuff and other investment, and also they thought, well, the money's there from Line. Let's go.
It's fucking simple solution.
Yeah. Well, yeah. The only thing I have against them is what they've done in the past and what they've said in the past.
This is a bit I like. So if you could share, that'd be great.
One of the things they said, I can't find the actual quotes. One of the things they've said in the past is they will never contract brew. They will never contract brew. But then they just released their Green Coast 3.5% lager, contract brewed.
Okay, so that's one.
That's one. And also with that Green Coast lager one, they also come out and said, we are not a craft brewer. We are a regional brewer.
Okay.
Which is really interesting considering like the number of times they lapped up being the number one craft beer brand in Australia on the Gabs and stuff like that. They lapped it up. They pushed that heaps.
So it was region.
They're saying they're regional, not craft. So they're focused on the Byron Bay area stuff. So that's interesting that they're also, oh, no, we're not craft. We're not craft. No.
That's two gimmicks.
And they also, I can't find the actual quotes, but then they were one of the big ones that, when someone else would sell out, they get all pissy. One of the founders...
Yeah, make a statement.
One of the founders was the head of the Independent Beer Association of Australia. And they'll write this pissy little, you know, we'll support those who, you know, follow the indie guy, thing or something, you know.
Rally but, under our flag.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so now they're going back on that. So it's like, meh. Again, if they hadn't done all those, I wouldn't really give a shit. But, you know,
yeah.
they've gone against what they set themselves as being.
It's funny because when we found out the news, it was, we were recording last episode, we just finished, and they literally just got released, the media.
Yeah.
And you straight up, that was the first comment you made, was, these guys used to piss on that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's exactly right.
And it just makes you think, like, what would cause a mass 360 or 180, no, 180, sorry, in any business?
Yeah.
And it's either money.
I think with them, it was literally like, how do we get bigger? They're building a new factory in Byron Bay. They've done all the, you know, they've expanded out into Melbourne. They brought two birds in Melbourne at the start of the year, using their facilities. I was like, oh, how do we get
bigger? How do we keep going? Yeah.
And so that's when I was like, well, with Lion, we can get bigger.
Yeah, correct.
Here's a
funny part too. Like, this sort of sums up Byron Bay. Like, more and more I go to Byron Bay, it pisses me off. And the last time I went there, we just went down the beach one morning. Yeah, I mean, just go for a beach. It's meant to be this great community of like hippies and peace and love and all that sort of stuff. I remember watching this guy with his dreadlocks, his wetsuit, probably in his, I don't know, 40s maybe, mid-40s. Got his surfboard under his arm. Gave me a wave. Yeah, mate. And I said, yeah, not bad, mate. And I just thought, man, how good is that to wake up 6:30 in the morning, go for a surf, yeah, no stress in the world. Turn around and watched him jump in his C-Class Mercedes with a roof rack. You know what I mean? Like, that just sums up Byron Bay
now. Yeah, it's, absolutely.
It's gone from this... Byron Bay is not Byron Bay anymore.
No.
And Stonewood selling out just epitomizes that.
Yeah. Know,
if that's the right word.
Yeah. Right, let's crack another beer.
Yes.
All right, so beer number two for show and tell. Once again, going Independence Day. Now, one of the things that I like from the craft brewery scene at the moment is that breweries pop up in kind of weird places, like places you don't expect a craft brewery to pop up.
Yeah.
And case in point for this one, Brendale Brewing.
Yeah.
I would never associate Brendale with craft brew. Because Brendale is kind of like industrial northern suburb, I suppose, I guess, in Brisbane.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
I haven't really heard much of it, but yeah, they got a brewery there, quite a successful one. They just celebrated their 5th birthday recently.
Yep.
And they brought out 5 beers for them, and one of them was Intergalactic. This is where we cue the
Beastie Boys.
Beastie Boys.
Yeah.
I'm not going to try and sing Beastie Boys. So Intergalactic is a triple IPA, 10.5%.
I'm assuming there's Galaxy hops in it.
Intergalactic, existing or occurring within a single galaxy. Yes.
Right.
Sounds pretty on the can. A big, bold, brutal, boozy triple IPA using 100% galaxy hops from start to finish.
Yeah.
And it says hops, so much galaxy.
So it's just a bag full of fucking galaxy hops.
Yeah, pretty much.
No creativity. Put Pitbull and Endwall.
But yeah, as I said, I love the fact that, you know, little boys like Brendale's got, you know, pretty decent brewery hanging around, so.
Yeah, yeah. What APB was it?
10.5%.
My favourite. I think it's Friday afternoon.
Yeah, it is. Last day of school, we can get on the booze. Kids are walking home, aren't they?
Yeah.
They are now.
I've got nothing left to do.
Shame for them if it starts raining anytime soon.
Well, they're fucked.
Are you going to pick us up?
Nah. They're going to get wet. Good looking ahead.
It's nice to have a non-hazy beer on the show for a couple of weeks.
We had last week. Fucking come on. We've had a month full of fucking stouts.
Exactly. I was wondering, is a beer, you know, oh, actually, you can't really see through it. They wouldn't know. Disregard. Can't see through it at all.
It is hazy.
Yeah, it's hazy.
Yeah.
And so we did stouts the week before, hazy's last week, so.
Yeah.
But it's got the nice deep
caramel colour.
Yeah, the deep sort of orange caramel kind of colour to it. That
candied orange?
Yeah, candied orange would be good.
Mm. I like that one.
Mm.
Look at us getting sophisticated.
You steal that from me.
You did. You were talking about it in the car. Weird smell. Very malty and oaty.
Yeah. Now, this is interesting because the candied orange thing that you just mentioned, that came from, I did a tasting with Little Creatures. Talking about like Pacific Owls and Stone Wood and stuff like that. And
that's competitors.
All, yeah. But it's all done favourably anyway. So, yeah, this is a great beer, Stone Wood, and this is what we're doing with it.
Yeah.
But of course, the backbone of a Pacific Owl is Galaxy Hops. So I wonder if there's going to be like a dollar version of Stonerwood.
It probably would be, you know. My Galaxy's been around forever.
Yeah. But it was Stonerwood that kind of put Galaxy on the map. Hops.
Yeah.
The guys of the thing I did were saying that when the hop growers go overseas to showcase Galaxy Hops, they just take a six-pack of Stonerwood for them.
Oh, really?
And they use Stonerwood to showcase what Galaxy can do.
That's pretty cool.
Mm.
That's pretty cool. Because, again, like you took Danny Yank. Apparently, Australian beers are off the fucking planet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is kind of funny. This is going to go probably back into another topic for Independence Day as well.
Mm.
Is probably go back, I reckon, 5 or 6 or 7 years, and there's probably a shyness about Australian beer. I don't think people had confidence that Australian beer was as good as international beer.
Yeah.
And it's since the explosion of craft beer in the last few years that I think people are realising Australian beer is, if not as good, but better than overseas beer.
Yeah.
And you look at overseas reviewers when they pick up Australian beer, they rave about it.
Yeah.
And they also rave about the variety of beers that we have, which is from the independent movement as well.
One thing that scares the Yanks is the APV of our beers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they used to drink in fucking piss water like Budweiser and Miller.
1.2%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I want to say Budweiser's like sex at a canoe. It's fucking too close to water.
I didn't expect that. That's fucking funny.
Yeah, let's give this a go.
Ooh, okay.
Oh.
That was a big kick, wasn't it?
Yeah. That. There's nothing subtle about the booze in that one, is there?
No. Hello, boys.
Ah.
This reminds me of the first time I fell in love with a stripper. No, I'm kidding.
Just use that as a running line for the next like 5 weeks.
I will.
Just that reminds me of the first time I fell in love with a stripper. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah, moving on.
And we won't tell a story until
way down the
Christmas track. Episode or something.
Until someone actually fucking asks about it.
Yeah.
What is the story?
Put it on a t-shirt.
This reminds me of the first time I had sex. I fell in love with the stripper.
Poor an old man. Better than the first time you fell in love with a stripper.
That's money.
That is gold. You're like, first time. Means there's been more.
Fucking sucker for it.
I'm deleting that. That's marketing gold.
Right yeah, there it is.
Yeah, this is a strange one. Like, because...
You get that toffee fruit.
Yeah. This is one of the... It's going to have to linger, I think.
Yeah.
Because at the moment, it's the booziness rolls through and doesn't leave too much other than that sort of hop oil kind of flavour to it. No.
Feels like you're going to start your car. It's pretty smooth, though, for a big boozy fucking...
It is. Like, there's the booze burn, but it's smooth, if that makes sense. Like you feel the booze going through, but it drinks well.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't really normally like triples. I reckon they go too far with them.
Depends how they go. Yeah.
But this is bearable, and it's not, obviously, everyone that's fucking listening, like, you're not going to have a big session on triples. If you are, you're a fucking peacock.
Yeah,
you know, like fucking, and you know, start gibbering shit on fucking forums. You know, but fucking
You could easily spend $250 a week on this.
We could do this all day. It would cost $250. Actually, how much did you pay for it?
$12 a can.
Wow, that's actually pretty good.
That's actually not too bad, considering, again, limited release is a 10.5% beer. It's,
not normally something I lean to, but again, for the purpose of the show, that's actually pretty good value.
Mm.
Yeah. And but it's brewed here in Brisbane too, so logistically, it's not a nightmare. Like, really.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know how that works in their operation, but... I could imagine they probably got a delivery van or something dropping it off at
you're going to all the independents and stuff like that. Well, it's a nice refreshing beer. Again, I don't know whether it's I was just going to say maybe need to warm it up. On the side of the can says keep cold and drink fresh.
Yeah, you're going to drink this freezing.
Yeah,
about 1 degree.
So it is cold, but it's the flavor's just not leaping out at me. No. Like, I really want that big hoppy. That piney dankness sort of thing.
The booze sort of kills.
But then I suppose the Galaxy is not really a piney kind of hop. It's more of that like tropical sort of hop. But you probably expect more of a hit of that since the focus on it, it's all Galaxy. So you want all that sort of like Galaxy kind of flavour in it. It's not really there.
It's just different. It's got similar characteristics of Thunder Road.
No.
Not a shitty. obviously, but that second sort of phase of the sip, you know, that really big malt.
The only way I can compare it, though, that weird flavour in the middle of the Nipah of Thunder Road was probably this beer. And that was the problem with the Thunder Road beers. So in the middle of a Nipah, it had like this, like, you know, this bloody IPA that popped up. Hello! Okay, see you later. And then it was back to a Nipah. What the fuck was that?
Someone fucked up.
So watching Game of Thrones and you see the boom light drop down into the shop, then it pops back up again. It's like, huh? What?
Someone's mobile phone got
yeah. I wasn't
the Game Starbucks cup.
The Starbucks cup.
Oh, man. That's fucking funny.
I wish they just owned that, and they're in the background of like one of the dragon scenes, like had this little like takeaway store they're selling, like in the middle of you know, the Game of Thrones world. Like, there's actually a ride your horse through the drive through kind of like coffee shop,
like a little tent vendor.
Yeah, and just have everyone
little wooden like tables.
Jon Snow ride into battle. He's got like a takeaway cup of like Starbucks
orange macchiato for Mr. Snow. Everyone's like, which one? A bit of a
lactose free latte for Stannis Baratheon.
Oh, thank you.
Don't yell that out. fuck. anyway, good job, Brenda. I'm
surprised Starbucks didn't lean into that as well, by the way.
Oh, I'm surprised they didn't fucking hack on that hard. Or even pay one of them to do a cameo.
Just Starbucks, you know, favourite coffee since dragons rule the earth or something like that.
Running around Westeros. I don't even rate Starbucks, though. It's just commercial coffee.
Yeah.
It's like Gloria Jean's fucking 15, 20 years ago.
You know what it is?
What?
It's the Taco Bell of coffee.
It is?
Yeah. I did see an interesting thing, like the mistakes they made with Starbucks coming to Australia is that they brought shitty American coffee into the Australian environment where really good coffee already exists.
Yeah.
Because all the coffee in America is all, you know, big brand commercialized, you know, not that great coffee. Whereas Australia, like, you know, coffee shops are pretty amazing, let's be honest. Yeah. And they
sort of got, the wagons got circled, I suppose, with like Coffee Club and Gloria Jeans and sort of really like.
Yeah, and we got, you know, Giraffas and stuff like that. And they also expanded, I just watched this on YouTube that day. They opened like 73 outlets in the space of 12 months.
Fuck.
And this is 73 outlets serving coffee that's worse than their competitors. And so that's why it got dialed back really quick. Just starting to roll out again. I think they've kind of reviewed and trying to copy Australian coffee a bit more now. But
it's like if you throw enough shit at it, it's eventually going to stick to the wall.
Yeah. I mean, they got money to do it too. Yeah, exactly. They got enough money to fail.
Enough to bang at a shop.
Yeah.
You know, like coffee is money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just print that shit. I suppose Australia hasn't fucking got a coffee tax yet. We tax fucking everything else.
I'm definitely seeing that part out of the episode.
Yeah, definitely.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, because we have that much influence.
Yeah, ScoMo listen to the podcast.
No, right. The guy from Down Under. Poor cat. <Yeah. laughs> Did you see? You seen that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah, my friend over there from Down Under. And he's just smiling and nodding like a fucking player. It's a
hell of a time for your Alzheimer's to kick in, hey, Bobby.
I love that he remembers Boris. I suppose you can't forget Boris. Boris is a fucking unit.
Yeah.
You know?
And plus, you know, actually, no, Boris has a big one for all.
A bit of the same time. Yeah. Boris. Yeah. I just love how he forgot his name.
You know, I find mind blowing.
Yeah.
Boris Johnson is the same age as Keanu Reeves.
Get fucked.
They are the same age.
But Keanu's like 60 something.
Yeah, I think they're all like late 50s or 59, something like that. But yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. But Keanu's got that fucking weird Hollywood gene.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, yeah. He just doesn't age. No. He stopped aging about age 34. And he's,
just not even that.
No. He grew the Keanu beard and he just kept that.
That's it. Don't look underneath it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta like triples to like this.
Yeah. I don't know if it's that flash of a triple, like it's coming with a lot of like booze burn and hopness burn. It's not promoting the that hop flavors coming through to balance it out. Like if you have a good strong IPA, like what's the one? There's one thing for me that I think all in at the start of the year. Quattrophonic from I think it would have been Ether actually.
Yeah, right.
Was probably stronger than this big hoppy thing, but just had all the flavors coming through as well. So you had the hoppy burn, but you had all the flavors and it kind of worked.
Yeah, right.
This doesn't have it. It's a bit of a blank slate. So, score out of 10, I'll probably give it a 5.
Yeah, I'm 100% with you. That's a 5. It's like, you could really fuck a triple up more, but I reckon that's on the fucking seesaw.
Yeah. It's not a bad triple. It's just not a good triple.
Good triple, yeah. It's definitely right in the middle.
Yeah.
5, yeah.
Question for you.
Yeah.
Out of all the breweries that have been taken over, have any gotten better since?
Oh, good question.
We can flip around and see which ones have gotten worse as well, but just the whole adage is when someone gets taken over by a big brand, they get worse. I was just wondering, is there anyone that's actually gotten better? I think the key thing these days, like, not many of them get worse. I think they've been taken over recently. Like,
yeah.
Bolta hasn't gotten any worse.
Like, no.
They're still producing the goods.
I fucking love Bolta.
Yeah. I mean, I go back to Matilda Bay, probably one of the first big casualties. Like, they went downhill pretty quick. Yeah. They got bought out, and then they found success with Fat Yak, and that killed them.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, they began the Fat Yak brand.
Because remember, they had like Redback.
Yeah.
I can't remember. Which
I was looking around. They brought those back.
Oh, really?
They brought it back under the Matilda Bay branding, and you get the Redback, the Alpha Pale, Dog Bolter, and there's another one as well.
Remember Bees Knees? They had Bees Knees.
Yeah, they had Bees Knees. I haven't brought that one.
Probably back. I remember.
But then you still don't see Matilda Bay as a brand around them. I guess other states probably have it. Whereas like Fat Yak and Wild Yak and all that, there's CUB taking that run away and stripped it out from Matilda Bay. But I think Matilda Bay is a shadow of what they used to be.
Yeah.
I think Four Pints has fallen big time.
Oh.
Like, yeah. They got their Calador releases, like their big bottle releases they do. I pick them up fairly often. They're really good. But I've had a few since after they got taken out. They're just average.
Yeah.
Well, and even like some of the other beers just aren't that exciting. And
like, they killed it with the Nitro series. You know, the Ben & Jerry's series or whatever it was.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Have you met anyone that actually enjoyed one?
The actual Ben & Jerry's, the first release Ben & Jerry's, I didn't mind.
Was that the cream brulee?
No, this was based on, I think, chocolate chip ice cream. The actual one they canned and put out, it wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
Like, it was surprisingly okay. The ones they had at Gabs were a train wreck.
Yeah. I love how we're just ragging on Road
5.
It's so bad.
We're supposed to put it on TikTok. Yeah, these guys are shit.
No, it was funny. We're going, this one's shit. And then we had the cream brulee and we're like, oh, okay, that's like, that's actually okay. We just wander off into the night.
The other one thing was Mountain Goat. They kind of faded as well. They were brought out. Their main three beers, like, they got Summer Ale, Steam Ale, and Pale Ale. They were kind of
boring shit.
Yeah. But then the recent ones, obviously, Green Beacon haven't really changed, I don't think.
Nah.
People will pretend they have, but they haven't. Yeah, Bolter, obviously, we mentioned them.
One thing with that takeover, though, Bolter, I reckon, got better. Because I remember I went to Townsville pre-COVID, and I went into a Dan Murphy's not expecting much.
Yep.
And they had a cut, like a 16-pack of Bolters for like $56, like the XBAs. I'm like, fuck, you got to be kidding me.
Mm.
And I bought it. I remember my mate looking at me, like, because it's a bit of a hillbilly joint. He's like, you paid $56 for not even a full carton of beer. I said, mate, but it's good.
Yeah.
And he goes, what the fuck? I've never even heard of that fucking lady's piss. I'm like, whatever. You know what I mean? And I bought it. I got him on it. And he was like, okay, that's actually pretty fucking tasty.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it tastes like something. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Oh, funny that. You know what I mean? Anyway. Bolter made it to Townsville. That's what I'm trying to get to.
Yeah. Whereas you used to, you know, when they first started out, especially when they hit popularity, you couldn't buy from any bottle shop around town. Whereas, like I said, I was out in Toowoomba that loaded with all the Bolter stuff there now as well. Just because.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, it's that distribution.
Fucking everywhere. Mm. And, like, the sell point I had for Bolter was, you know, Mick Fenning, the guy that punched the shark.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Well, he was one of the owners of this joint.
Yeah.
Oh, get fucked. You know what I mean? That's fucking awesome.
And Bolter was a brand that was pretty much set up from the start to sell out.
Yeah.
But again... It was run by businessmen and marketers, and they got a really good brewer on board.
Correct.
And so it was always heading that direction.
I thank the world for Bolter. Like I said last week, there's never a time where I don't have a Bolter in my fridge.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Crack on.
Let's do it.
All right, bet number three as we celebrate Independence Day. I love running that one in. Time to crank things into overdrive. Chris, what have you got?
It's funny that. Overdrive West Coast IPA from Dainton Beer. All right, another 7%er.
Yep.
60 IBU, so it's going to be good. It's in the middle of the road with the bittering is. I haven't tried this yet, and I'm a little bit excited about it, actually.
Yeah.
I don't know why I haven't tried it, but it's like everywhere, just one of those things that you just never get to. Yeah. And
I bloody love the can on this one. It's the full 80s cyberpunk kind of style.
Like Rad Racer.
Yeah, it's got a lot of the tail lights of the DeLorean fade into the background of the, what's it, that neon matrix going on. So, yeah.
Tron. A little blurg. I'm sure most of you have probably tried this by now, but bold and resinous, piney and proud. This is a nod to your pioneers of the IPA. Take your own road, because how you get there is just as important as where you are going. No preservatives, keep me cold. Oh, and two standard drinks. Another 7%, a bit outside your sort of sessional type stuff that I sort of feel.
Yep.
4 to 6, I feel that range. This was actually pretty cheap. I actually only paid $22 a 4-pack.
That's really good. That's a really good price for that beer. And
so what's that, $5.25 a unit, roughly? Which is fucking a great price.
Now, Dainton also, they highlight something else I love with independent brewers, is that the range of stuff that they do.
Yeah,
it seems, with a few exceptions, like the mainstream, the ones that have been taken over by stuff, kind of keep it very straight laced, or things that are going to sell.
Yeah.
Whereas Dainton do, and other breweries like them, things that are just interesting and different.
Yeah.
And they make a point of doing it. So, I mean, this is probably, you know, the least strange beer that they do.
Yeah.
But yeah, they do, you know, things with peaches and fruits and stuff like that, and squid ink and, that sort of shit.
Really?
Yeah, they do a squid ink beer.
Be interesting. Have you ever eaten squid ink like pasta?
I don't think I have, no.
Oh, I have.
Yeah.
And it was actually fucking really tasty.
Yeah.
And I did it just to, like, impress the company that I was with.
Yep. Oh, I'll do it just for
which
curiosity.
Which was a stripper. No. No. Not that time.
Right. You gave a stripper squid ink?
What? It was all over my face.
Oh.
Anyway, let's crack this sucker.
Now, I have had one of these before, so we'll see how it holds up.
Just haven't shared it with the show.
No. It would have appeared on a what have I been drinking.
Yeah, because all you guys pay a lot of attention to that. Actually, have been, I think.
Yeah.
Been a bit of a blubber. Probably a good time to give everyone a shout out too. Like, thanks for all the new listeners and stuff that have jumped on board. We've had like a mini explosion, so it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Massive growth. And if you can keep sharing out with your friends, that'd be pretty cool, and we'll keep talking shit.
Let us know what you want to talk about as well.
Yeah, or join the group.
Because I'm running out of ideas. Warren's got no idea.
Who's Warren?
Huh?
So he's so many dick jokes. Oh, actually, I'm sort of liking this.
Ooh.
It's not fucking exploding.
It's got that lovely hop aroma, though, you know?
It smells clean.
More so than the Brendel, just it, yeah. I think the booze was holding the hops back.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's really tasty.
That's wedding.
Yeah. That's a nice big like hoppy West Coast.
Oh man.
It's 7%. It doesn't need to be 10% like the Brendel was. It just here's all the flavour just coming at you.
Good West Coast. This is a solid West Coast.
This is a really good West Coast.
It's probably one of the best I've had.
Yeah. And smooth it is. I haven't used it for a while. This is a real sausage burner.
You know? Oh, yeah, there it is.
you can sip away that and quite comfortably fall asleep in front of the barbecue.
On the barbecue.
In front of the barbecue. Cookies.
Were you burning your sausage on the barbecue?
Been a while since the whole sausage burner is when you're cooking the barbecue and you crack open a beer, and then the beer's really boozy, but you don't notice, and you accidentally fall asleep, and you burn the sausages on the barbecue.
I get
that's for the new listeners.
For the new ones. 60 IBUs, you can tell.
Yeah, it's got that nice bitterness.
Not too much. Massive fan of this right now.
And it's funny because, as I said, Dainton, they do some lot weird stuff, and they do get a bit fancy, a bit creative, and a bit weird. So for them to do something that's so restrained and held back and just something really simple and do it really well is good to see.
Yeah. A good colour, look. You got that sort of nice toffee colour. Not too dark. Nice clean smell.
Yep.
Perfect taste.
Did it say what hops was this?
Nah, it didn't. Didn't share none.
Yeah.
They're keeping all their secrets to themselves.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
No, that's alright.
If you want to be that human, yeah.
But yeah, it's got that great, yeah, piney kind of taste. Just a little bit of dankness and bitterness going through, and yeah, really enjoyable. And yeah, hasn't changed from when I tried it a while back and yeah, set this sip away. You're right.
Yeah. Yeah. I just noticed I've got full Wi-Fi here.
Are you logged into mine or yours?
I'm not logged into yours.
Well, if I can log into your internet here, why am I paying for internet?
Oh, that's fucked up.
That happened the other week. Our internet kept playing up. And then I was like, I can still use the internet on my phone. It's because I keep logging onto your internet next door.
What our neighbours are for.
So next time I need to look at some sketchy shit online, I'll just sit out the back and log into yours. It'll be fine. Yeah, federal police on your door. Yeah, you've been looking at how to build a nuclear bomb. What?
Probably would, eh? Have you got teenagers, Olivia?
Not that I'm looking at putting a nuclear bomb anytime soon.
You probably don't want to put that in the podcast. Not the current climate, anyway.
I don't know. If the federal police listen to the podcast, do we get extra stats for that?
Oh, you would.
Boost our numbers.
It's not a bad idea. Yeah. Not a bad idea at all.
I don't know. Probably breaking news, by the way. Don't know if you heard this. I could be a nominee for a podcast award, mate.
Oh, yeah, you're telling me something about this.
Yeah, I did have to nominate myself and put myself forward. So it doesn't mean much, but hey.
But one thing I like is the category that you nominate yourself for. I think this is the bit that we're trying to get to.
I was listening to a New Zealand radio station at work, like the Rock FM New Zealand, I suppose, the best rock music I find around. And I was listening to that and came up with... The entries are still open for the New Zealand Podcast Award. Oh, New Zealand Podcast Award. I wonder if I can join that. And let's have a look at the categories of best good podcast, best food podcast, best something. And it was best overseas podcast from a New Zealander. I thought, I'm a New Zealander overseas.
Yes.
So, yeah, if you don't hear anything about this in the future, it means it didn't go well. I've got to go sift through, like, you know, 45 episodes of Poor and Old Man podcast to find a 5-minute showreel to showcase the best moments of the podcast.
You don't have details of where they can vote, though, yet.
Not yet.
But we will.
I'm not officially nominated. I just need to make a submission.
Yeah. This is going to be fun. If we pull this title, I think we will, because what was it, 32%? Our listeners are New Zealand.
Well, if you can vote, surely you can vote globally.
We'll just blow it up. Break the system.
Hell yeah.
Dayton Brewery. So, still independent. Look after them.
Yep.
Get in there and let's keep them alive, and hopefully you see your beer don't buy them out of something fucking stupid in the next 12 months.
Yeah.
This stupid cash grab.
This is one I think would suffer if they got brought out, just because they wouldn't be able to do the wild stuff.
Yeah, what they're doing.
Or if they did, because, Prior Life, another one that got brought out. They were crap for a while there. Like after they got brought out, they just started releasing new versions of a pale ale, basically.
Yeah,
and they weren't what they used to be. But the last sort of 12 to 18 months, they've gone a bit crazy. You know, some really interesting, unique ideas, but they just don't always work.
Yeah,
I think because they are trying to do these big ideas on a mass scale.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work.
No.
And I think, you know, we rip on Moondog all the time. I think that's their problem as well. Yeah. They have these great ideas, but it just doesn't work on a big scale.
Yeah, Moondog the perfumery. Yeah, let's hope not. Let's keep it together. But like in the same breath, I understand why they do it.
Yeah,
like everything's about survival these days. And
well, but yeah, business is tough. Even without a COVID world, business is tough. Yeah, and especially in the beer world, it's a very competitive market. And hey. Mm. If you need that to survive, do it.
Especially when you've got the big dogs with their monopoly, you know, as such.
Yeah. That's probably... I keep coming back to the whole Stony Wood thing. This is the thing that stinks for me with the whole Stony Wood thing.
Okay, here we go.
Is recently, and increasingly so, Lion have been going around and, you know, doing the old tap contracts, you know. You have to give 85% of taps to us and give this price. And there's conditions on these. One of the conditions they keep putting in there is... You're not allowed to sell Stony Wood. So I wonder how much that affected them, because Stony Wood also trying to expand their market, get bigger.
Yeah.
But as they got bigger, they run out of pubs to get their beer into. because they all got tap contracts with Lion, who are stopping them from expanding.
Yeah,
so maybe they said, "Well, we can't expand any further because Lion stopped us from expanding."
Maybe there was a gun held to the head saying, "You need to sell to us."
Well, so yeah, which is a real, real dirty tactic. Well, the fact they're blocking Stunnerwood anyway, like the difference between the volume of Forex sales and Stunnerwood sales is huge. So Forex far outweighs Stunnerwood.
Yeah.
By multiple. It's ridiculous. It's not even worth comparing. And they're blocking them. It's...
Fuck. But like you said, that's business though, isn't it?
It is. It's nasty business though. Are you a Stunnerwood? You're not a Stunnerwood fan, are you?
I fucking hate them.
Yeah. So this sale is definitely not going to affect you at all, is it? Yeah.
No. I really support the little guy.
Yep.
And Bolter.
If it's on tap and that's the only thing that's not Forex or Line on, you know, CUV or Line or something like that, I'd have it.
Yeah.
But these days, you know, if that's on tap and Bolter XBA on tap, I've got the XBA.
Correct. Yeah. I'm the same. Yeah.
I do love their Counterculture series.
Yeah.
It's just hard to get. When the Counterculture first came around, you can pick it up at, you know, quite a few sort of local bottle shops.
Yeah, yeah.
But the last couple of releases, like, they're just gone. Like, you just can't get hold of them.
We're not influential enough.
Yeah, I know. All right. Scores for this one. What do you got? So, Dainton Overdrive West Coast IPA. Chris has given it a...
8.
8 out of 10.
Yeah. It hits all those right notes.
Yep.
It was a great price point. Very tasty. It's a good West Coast. And there's a lot of West Coast out here.
Mm.
8 all day.
And I'll probably go a 7.
Yeah, right.
I'm probably... what was the first beer we did there?
7.
I'm probably in the same situation there. Like, yeah. Really good. It's very close to an 8. I just 7's where I can go, so...
Yeah, right.
Yeah. We're going long and hard on this one for show and tell. We're going to beer number 4. This is normally when we start slurring our words together and we have to, like, you know, put subtitles on the podcast afterwards. We are going to... a relatively newcomer to the Brisbane beer scene, and I think third time on the podcast, really. I've become a bit of a fan of them. No one else brings these beers to the podcast. It's just me. I'm a sucker for them.
Working Title. The thing is, Working Title usually get beer of the day when you bring them on.
Yeah. So, yeah. Working Title just released their brand new beer. It is Mikasa. This one comes with you can order it with a bottle of chili sauce called Tsukasa. So, Mikasa, Tsukasa. We're not road testing the chili sauce just yet, because... Yeah, we'll need something to put it on.
Like some good wings or something. Like anything. Piece of steak.
So, yeah, Mikasa. It's a watermelon, chili, and lime XBA. It's 6%. Coming in a big old 500ml can. Not a lot of descriptions on the title. It's in conjunction with the Village Pickle. Yeah, you shared your pickle around with the Village before, have you?
That's how I got herpes, ladies.
So the Village Pickle will be the makers of the chili sauce.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
And the chili sauce, so 3 chilies out of 5. It smells amazing, this chili sauce.
It fucking does. Yeah. It's a shame these guys can't smell it, I don't know. I'm really looking forward to this beer, actually.
All right, so yeah, Mikasa, let's crack into me beer.
That was a frightening sound. Wasn't that Sweep of Essence finish?
Ooh, that's
clear. Okay, wow.
This is a very clear.
Wow. So this is an XBA.
It's an XBA. Was it a watermelon, chili
and lime? Like, 3 things that really go well together. Watermelon, chili, and lime.
So, is that, yeah. And so, top-down look at something. It's kind of sombrero kind of looking designs on the can there as well. So, it's a really nice looking can.
Yeah, very Mexican-like.
Yep.
XPA with watermelon, chili, and lime. This is interesting. All right, let's give it a whiff.
It's going to be interesting to see what is the dominant flavour.
Yeah.
How is
that? Right, should we put, like, bets on it first or whatever? Mm. Like a gentleman's wager?
See, the strongest flavour of them is probably going to be the lime.
I reckon watermelon.
But I want it to be the watermelon with a little bit of, you know, citrusy. Yeah. And just the warmth of the chili.
Well, that's ideally what you picture when you drink it.
But
Working Title do nail it, though.
The hard point is the lime going to be too much? And I'm really fussed with lime in drinks.
Oh, really?
I hate lime cordial. I hate fake lime flavours.
Oh, fresh lime.
Yeah, fresh lime, fine.
Yeah.
But fake lime, no.
Good to know.
Yeah. All right. And that is the most see-through beer we've had in probably about 7 weeks.
Fucking answer. I mean, 12 weeks. Oh, no, the tinnies. That was probably the last see-through one we had. And it wasn't the hazy.
I can smell lime. his organ smell at the moment.
I get the lime and the chili. I can't get any watermelon.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, hang on. There's a bird there.
There's the chili.
There's a bird.
Yeah.
I can't get the watermelon.
Is there at the start?
What is going on right now in my mouth?
That's got more spice than bloody Taco Bell.
Oh, fuck. That is fucking an experience. That's all I can say.
No, the lime and chili, yeah, but the water. I just need that watermelon hit. I'm going in again.
Oh, fuck, man. That is impressive.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah. Wow. Okay, so you take a sip and you get that watermelon fresh. There's the watermelon right at the start.
Yeah.
And then the chili kind of, the chili builds. It starts off slow, the chili builds and it gets really warm. And then the lime kind of, there's a squeeze of lime that kind of starts dousing it down. It's a journey beer.
You went with lime as predominant flavor. I went watermelon. Let's say the chili is actually...
Chili is the dominant flavor in this.
Yeah, but it's not hot.
But it's hot, but not uncomfortably so.
No, no.
Well, unless you don't like chili, then avoid this beer.
Yeah, don't have
it. But yeah, but it's the... You know what I mean? It's that journey beer. Like it's that fresh watermelon, the chili comes through, and then the lime kind of freshens out. It's
three good flavors together.
Three good flavors.
Mm.
And it's... Well, the aftertaste is all the lime, though.
XBA is an interesting style to do it with, too.
It really is.
Yeah.
And it
feels like a sour type beer, but it's not.
It's very clear for an XBA.
But it's, you know, like sours.
I can see my fingers through the other side of the glass. Yeah, it's amazing.
It's very transparent.
Yeah.
These are normally like sour flavors.
That's right.
So. You got to tell yourself in your head that it's not sour.
The watermelon and lime would definitely be sour. I don't know about chili in a sour.
Well, the barmy one, coriander and chili.
I haven't had that.
So. No, we haven't had it, but that's floating around at the moment. Oh, man, this is an experience beer.
This is very much an experience beer. And again, like leaning into the whole Independence Day thing, this was not something that you would get from a brewery that's been taken over by a big brand. I can't imagine Bolter rocking up to the steps of CB.
We want to make a XBA with watermelon and chili in the lime, please.
And CB will go, fuck off, make another hazy.
Yeah, get out. Yeah.
Is it hazy? No. Then
no, we don't want you.
No deal.
What'd you pay for it?
These, so four pack with the chili sauce was $49.
So about, what's that, $14 a unit, 500ml can,
so you're 6%. Probably about sort of $10, $11 each for can.
And you paid $12 for that, for the Intergalactic. So in the scheme of things, there's value there.
Yeah, there's value there. And it's 500ml can. I mean, it doesn't have the booze, but the booze doesn't equal price as far as I'm concerned.
No, flavor's
price. Flavor's king, and there's it's very distinctive flavor. Look. It's funny, if you want to be super critical, the one thing you can't taste... is beer.
Good point.
Like the XBA beer is just there's no beer, there's no there's no beer or the Bolter XBA sort of flavor. It's just all about the additives in the beer, which is fine, but if you're looking for something that tastes like beer, this isn't it.
Yeah, correct. I like it. But again, it's experienced beer. It's not something we're going to... Hey, Russ, come over. Let's get fucking shit-faced on working title.
This would be a great beer to have while eating some really nice Mexican, which, not Taco Bell.
Did not happen.
Not Taco Bell. But probably Guzman Gomez or something.
You want something a bit more authentic. I wish the watermelon was more watermelon.
The watermelon just needs to be bigger, but then it was also a sign that they use proper watermelon flavor, not like artificial additives.
Yeah, watermelon
and beer is always hard to do because it's such a it's just a watery flavor.
And I don't like the candied watermelon.
No, that's right.
Stuff. So points for that. This is a tough one to score.
It really is.
Like to get the right score, it's up there though.
It really is. Yeah. It's
beer of the day.
Yep.
Again,
definitely beer experience. Mine. This arrived halfway through the podcast, so it's not as cold as it was trippy, I don't think. But it's such a aftertaste is almost as interesting as the beer itself. Like you just got the lime and the prickly chili sort of hits. It's coming through, and I'll give it extra points for just the experience and just the thrill.
What was the last working title beer you had?
Last working title beer I had was the pretzels.
Okay, so. Put that in the scheme of things to this. Now let's look at their diversity on brewing.
Yeah.
So you got that pretzel beer versus this.
Yeah.
Like, they must score points for fucking...
To go from something, yeah, what is it?
A salted, deep and rich and fucking...
salted caramel...
pastry stout, as such.
Pretzel pastry stout, which was amazing. And as it is, like, my second favourite beer of the year, I think I'll put it as.
Yeah.
To go to a watermelon chili lime XPA. And so, yeah, I'm going to give it a 9.
Yeah, good stuff. I'm actually with you.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to give it a 9. And you know I don't give them out fucking...
No.
Pretty willingly.
Yep.
Again, it's an experienced beer.
It really is.
It's an XPA, which... This baffles me. I don't drink it to think of an XPA. I'm drinking it going, okay, this is watermelon chili lime beer.
Yeah.
This is actually pretty good.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I can't wait to crack open the chili sauce and have that on something with one of these washing down, and they'll probably feel the effects of the morning after. All right.
Yeah.
That's all from us for today. I've been Russell.
I'm Chris.
You've been awesome. We'll catch you next time.